the world is a brighter place with the Yola Nash Show.
Hey, this is Yola Nash. Welcome to the Yola Nash Show on 77 WABC Radio, New York, the number one talk radio station in the country. I'm so excited to say hi to all of you from the greatest city in the world. Thank you so much for being with me today on this wonderful and special weekend. And, of course, as always, I am so grateful for all of your beautiful messages and cyber hugs and for letting me know that you listen to the Yola Nash Show. And today is the day, the big game, the Super Bowl. Millions of people around the world hold and attend the big party at bars, party houses and their own living rooms, of course. And guess what? Many people admit they watch the Super Bowl because they love all the ads. And imagine that. The average cost of a 30-second commercial during the Super Bowl has ranged from about $37,000 at the Super Bowl first edition to about $5 million advertisers are paying now. That's quite crazy. But I have more trivia and more crazy facts for you regarding the Super Bowl. So here we go. The statistics are showing that Americans eat more on Super Bowl Sunday than they do any other day of the year, except for Thanksgiving. And about 8 million pounds of guacamole is consumed on the Super Bowl Sunday, and about 15,000 tons of chips are eaten along with that guacamole. But, you know, as they say, you live once, and the Super Bowl weekend is just once a year. So I'd say have a wonderful Super Bowl celebration and just eat that guacamole and those chips and drink some beer and whatever you like and just have fun and be happy. But now let me say a few words about today's episode. We will be talking about a great, spectacular new musical coming up your way on Broadway. And I'll also feature a brilliant medical doctor and scientist to talk about his incredible discoveries. And also I'll introduce more facts about stem cells. And as you have probably noticed, the stem cells are already changing the course of medicine. So let's see what my guest will tell us about it. And there will be also something for the heart and for the soul, as usual, my poetry corner and my favorite poet. So please stick around. Grab your beer, grab your coffee, grab your cat, grab your dog, and let's do it.
Listen why the world's biggest stars love talking to Yola Nash on WABC Radio, The Yola Nash Show.
I have to say, I'm super excited today because I have a very special guest. He is a multi-platinum singer, actor, producer, director, the multi-talented Broadway star, Rob Evan.
Well, thank you.
Welcome
Yola
to the
Nash.
Show.
No, I'm thrilled. You know I'm psyched to be here. He's going to have a good time.
Absolutely.
Just really, really happy.
We can even sing.
Well, okay. I think you need to sing. I think that's what's going to happen.
Rob, you have achieved so much. It would probably take hours and hours to mention all of your fantastic projects.
Thank you.
But I would love to mention at least a few memorable ones, your lead roles in Jekyll and Hyde and Les Miserables on Broadway, and also Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
That's correct.
And you've been touring and singing with so many symphonies all over the world. And my question is, have you ever dreamed about a career like this?
It was something that just became so natural to me. Mm-hmm. You know, my grandmother was a music teacher. Ooh. Back in Georgia, and she used to take my mom aside and say, he's got a gift, you know, and because she would play the piano and she would play a melody and then I would just hum it right back naturally.
Right.
So she says, he's got an ear, you know, so, you know, and my parents were always so very supportive. I grew up singing in church and then, you know, in high school, you know, and then performing in the musicals. But then all of a sudden, you know, sports kind of took me away. So I would have these moments of not singing.
Right.
But I missed it so much. And it was just kind of part of my DNA. I mean, you know that as a singer,
too. It's in your heart.
It's
in
my
DNA,
heart.
Yes.
Yeah. It's something that I can't. If I you know, was told when I woke up the next day that I could never sing again or music wouldn't be a part of my life, I don't know if I could go on. It's that important to me.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Yes. And now you're bringing to Broadway a very special project, a musical revolution called Rocktopia. And tell us, please, what is Rocktopia?
Well, that's a big question.
We have time.
And it's difficult. I always say that Rocktopia is the soundtrack of my life because it represents a lot of different genres. I'm very passionate about music, as I told you, but also very passionate about classical music and then very passionate about rock music. And what we found with Rocktopia is that there's common ground between those two things because, you know, if Beethoven or Mozart were alive today, I think they would be our rock stars.
Yes.
You know, they would utilize the electricity and the technology and the different sounds that you can make now that they weren't able to make then. And Mozart lived like a rock star.
Oh, yeah.
He was a party animal, you know? and a lot of times their music, Yola, was controversial and cutting edge and sometimes against what was the political status quo. And then you turn to our modern day, what I call our modern day masters, mm-hmm. you know, Freddie Mercury and Jimmy Page and Brian May and Pete Townsend, Roger Waters, David Gilmour of Pink Floyd. These guys, their music that they've created, I mean, it's already 40 years old. And I think it's going to be, you know, 200 years from now, those themes are still going to be resounding. Mm. So that was kind of the whole world of Rocktopia, is finding this way to take time out of the whole mix and go, all of this music is going to last for a very, very long time. So Rocktopia is a way to fuse these things in a very unique, different way that I've never experienced before, mm-hmm. and almost create this new genre of music that's, again, a utopia.
So you co-created Rocktopia with Maestro Randall Craig Fleischer.
Correct, yeah.
And what actually inspired you to create this beautiful musical gem?
Well, when we first started working together, we've been in the symphony world together for over 15 years, and I think that we both kind of, you know how you bond with somebody? Mm-hmm. You know, there's some simpatico going back and forth.
And great energy going.
Yeah, yes. Right. And we knew that we had these common loves for these two genres and felt very protective mm-hmm. about both of them. I mean, I know in Europe, classical music is doing very well. Sometimes in the U.S., it's not doing as well. So Randy and I felt like, well, can we bring classical music into a world that's accessible to the audiences that aren't necessarily classical audiences, mm-hmm. but will come and buy tickets, support the symphony orchestra, so everybody's happy. This is a course of 10 years that we just kind of went back and forth, and we said, we should create some sort of fusion. And, you know, we kept focusing it, and then it became Rocktopia.
Mm. It takes a while to develop such a project.
It really
right?
does.
Yes.
It really
people have no idea.
I know. You think you come up with an idea, and then tomorrow it's on Broadway.
Right.
But generally, it's usually about a 10-year rule.
What was the most challenging in merging together these amazing two genres, two worlds?
Yeah, it you know, trying to find, again, something that was authentic and organic and not a gimmick. So mm-hmm. you can kind of, you know, force two things together if you think that, oh, that's cool, we're going to do this. But we had to find a way that we found, again, some sort of commonality, whether it was emotional, mm-hmm. Whether it was musical. A lot of times I would come up with an idea and just go, I can hear these two songs together in my brain, and I hear their musical themes that are similar. And then all of a sudden, you know, I'm messing with them in the studio, and I find out they're actually written in the same key, mm-hmm. which is interesting.
Wow.
You know?
And so intuitively, you just...
I wish I was that smart, but I'm not. You know, but it's just I have this passion and go... And I think we both pulled from things that were important in our lives, and that's kind of where we started, was like, I'm using this song because I have so many memories mm-hmm. of this song in my childhood, right. whether it was Beethoven's Ninth, you know, singing it in church, or my wife walked down to the aisle in Beethoven's Ninth, the Ode to Joy, and I knew that was important to me. And right. so, you know, finding a way to mix it with Don't Stop Believing from Journey was another important element of my life. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be a rock star in high school, but I sounded like Pavarotti more than I did Steve Perry from Journey. So, you know, finding a way to put these together. But then, you know, there were some things that didn't work. Mm-hmm. So we were like, okay, that's not good enough. That's not going to make the grade. But, you know, it was a process.
What works of great masters will you showcase on
Rocktopia? Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Well,
this is exciting.
Exciting.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the set list is pretty incredible. And at first I thought, I don't want to tell anybody mm-hmm. what we're doing.
Just
I want
tell
them
a
to
bit.
No, but I want them to experience it. And then I realized we need to tell everybody what we're doing and tell them what they're about to see so that they can enjoy it as much as we're enjoying it, performing it for them. Mm-hmm. And know, Yola, that we put this together in movements like a symphonic concert would be. Mm-hmm. You know, you would have symphony number one, you know, and with, you know, the first movement.
All right.
So our first movement is, we base it all over the arc of a human life. So the first movement is called Creation Birth. Mm-hmm. And we start with Richard Strauss, also Sprach Zarathustra. And a lot of people know that aren't in the classical world know it as the 2001 Space Odyssey theme from the movie.
Yes.
You know, bah, 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 bah. So, and then it goes into Baba O'Reilly, which is the Who. And then we go into Mozart's Eine kleine Nachtmusik.
Wow.
And then end up with Come Sail Away, which was Styx, bringing the Richard Strauss in the back end of the song, which is just kind of our epic, come on and take a journey with us,
wow.
You know? And then the next phase, I call it adolescence. And you actually saw that at our press event.
Yes, I was so honored to see it. And I was absolutely blown away.
Oh, I appreciate
Left me
you
speechless.
Being there. Yeah, we start with a Handel aria called Lascia Ciopianga.
Beautiful.
And we have this beautiful opera singer from the Metropolitan Opera. Her name is Alison mm-hmm. Cambridge.
Yeah, let's
Very
talk
lucky
about
to have
the cast.
Her. Yeah.
Absolutely super talented artists you have.
Right?
And very different.
Yeah.
And just like leaves you speechless when you see that amount of talent on stage.
That was the hardest part to me, was casting this. We wanted to set the bar so high artistically that the level of talent and execution would be at the highest level in the industry. And we also didn't want to ever be, you've heard of a tribute band.
Yes,
you know, we didn't want to be that. We came up with a group of five artists, three females and two males, that really complement each other on stage. Even the sonic level of our voices all blend so well together. So it's exciting.
So unique.
And it's really exciting to see them go, what are we doing? And then they buy in and go, oh my God, this is so exciting. So it's, I'm thrilled to share that with, mm-hmm. you know, with New York and the
Tell
Broadway.
Me how many people are on stage, because that's absolutely amazing part.
Well, it really has to do with the space on stage.
Yes.
We have, so in Budapest at the State Hungarian Opera House, mm-hmm. it was a big stage. You know, those opera stages are
yes,
giant.
Yes.
So we had about 150 people on stage.
Wow.
Now, we toured it around the country in a kind of our debut U.S. tour, and we had very different levels of numbers of people because of just small theaters or big theaters. So on Broadway, we're kind of splitting the difference. Mm-hmm. We've got 20 people in the New York Contemporary Orchestra. We've got a 40-person choir that's actually going to change every week. And
Beautiful.
Then we've got, 11 in the band. So I guess that's about 70.
Wow.
On stage. That's still a lot, right?
So
yeah,
beautiful and
still,
exciting.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah.
And you sing, I mean, unbelievably, you sing one of the most beautiful pieces that I enjoyed so much ever written, Nessun Dorma.
Yeah, that was
Giacomo Puccini. And oh my gosh, your voice shines
you.
And just stabs your heart.
Oh, you're sweet. It's funny because that's kind of a, you know, you talk about Mount Everests.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a Mount Everest for me. That song was something that I always wanted to sing. And I actually grew up more of a baritone,
mm-hmm.
but I wanted to be a tenor.
Wow.
You know, Placido Domingo, same way. He wanted to be a tenor,
mm-hmm.
so he kept pushing his voice up and up and up. And I knew all the rock stars, too, were tenors. So I kept studying Pavarotti. I kept going back to my opera teachers. Even though I ended up in the rock world and on Broadway, my passion was that, you know, and trying to hit that be natural, which is scary, but
and it's challenging.
It's challenging.
Oh my gosh.
But
you're taking big risks.
Oh yeah. Yeah. But you know, would it go big or go home,
it's worth
right?
It, yes. I would love to also ask you a little bit about this PBS special mm-hmm. that you filmed in Budapest.
Yeah, we were trying to find a way to obviously you've got a new brand
mm-hmm.
and nobody knows about who you are.
Yes.
And trying to partner with something that you think can help tell the world of what you're doing. PBS National, Joe Campbell, who is, I don't know if you ever worked with PBS, he was kind of our ambassador. Mm-hmm. And that's when we raised the money to film it in Budapest. And we did that big special there that was just a magical experience. I would love to let everybody know that we're on Broadway from March 20th to April 29th. And that's 6 weeks only. We can't extend because there's another show that's coming in. You know, you can go to rocktopia.com. And we encourage you guys to buy tickets. We're very excited because joining us for the first 3 weeks is a Grammy-winning, multi-platinum-selling singer, Pat Monahan, from the band Train.
also, let's not forget about these beautiful video projections. Yeah.
That's another element. I mean, the good thing about this show is that you can come in and just listen to the music, and yes, if that's your takeaway. But there, we do have video elements that are going on that are nostalgic, mm-hmm, and kind of oversee the human condition, is what I call it, you know, from birth to death, through love and rebellion and all of these things.
So to all of our listeners, please go and visit rocktopia.com. And for tickets, people can go to rocktopia.com or telecharge.com, telecharge.com, rocktopia.com. And we can also give away a telephone number to the box office, 212-239-6222, 212-239-6222. And we invite all of you to experience this international music sensation, Rocktopia, and Rocktopia will rock the Broadway world.
Yes, it will, I hope. No, I think it's going to. I think it's going to be really exciting.
Absolutely. Thank you, yeah, Rob, so much for
Yola,
stepping by.
You.
I feel absolutely honored to have you on the show.
Well, I can't wait to see you there in the audience. Maybe drag you on stage to sing with us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Intimate conversations with some of the world's biggest stars, only on the Yola Nash Show on WABC Radio. Tune in every weekend.
And yes, every week I bring some of the greatest stars in the world for you. And please pay attention to my upcoming shows, because I have quite a few amazing surprises for you. So don't miss it. The Yola Nash Show on WABC Radio, New York.
Internationally award-winning documentary and film director Eric Merola, featured on The Yola Nash Show. Merola is the director of the groundbreaking documentary series Brzezinski, about a brilliant scientist who has discovered a non-toxic and gentle treatment for cancer.
1 year after starting Dr. Brzezinski's treatment, UCLA pronounced me in remission. Dr. Brzezinski saved my life.
Perhaps Dr. Brzezinski has found the medical breakthrough of the century. Certainly a wealth of empirical data hints at that possibility.
Don't miss Eric Merola's latest documentary, The God Cells, a story about a unique stem cell treatment that has the potential to change the face of medicine.
I have not had one pain episode since the end of December. First time in 18 years. I am totally pain-free and medication-free.
I'm so excited. I can't even, it's so exciting. For the first time, I see the light in the end of the tunnel.
I'm Eric Merola. I love telling stories about exciting scientific innovations that have the potential to change the course of history.
For more information, go to stemcellsmovie.com or thegodcells.com and sign up to Eric Merola's mailing list to get a coupon code to watch The God Cells for free. Merola's Brzezinski, Second Opinion, and The God Cells are also available on Amazon Prime Video. Don't miss Eric Merola on The Yola Nash Show. 77 WABC, Yola Nash. The celebrities are talking. New York.
I'm so happy to introduce my very special guest. He's been featured frequently in the media in the U.S. and around the world, including Oprah, Dr. Oz, CNN, NBC, PBS, Fox, CBS, and many, many more. He's a brilliant, internationally recognized and awarded medical doctor and scientist, PhD biochemist, and he's been doing cancer research for over 40 years. And he's joining us right now on the Yola Nash Show, Dr. Stanislav Brzezinski. Welcome to the show.
It is my pleasure.
I'm absolutely honored to have you on the show. And Dr. Brzezinski, today we are going to talk about something that scares us all like crazy, and we are going to talk about cancer. And you have dedicated your entire career to cancer research and cancer treatment. And for a few decades, you've been offering alternative, scientifically based and non-toxic gene-targeted cancer medicines that you discovered. I would love to ask you to take us back to the 1970s, to the beginning of your pioneering work, and tell us a little bit about your great discovery.
Well, it happened coincidentally. I was working at that time in the university in Lublin on my PhD thesis, and I discovered that in the blood of patients who had advanced cancer, there was deficiency of certain chemicals. And these chemicals belong to the group of small proteins or peptides. I began interested in these chemicals. I isolated them and brought them to the United States. And I was very lucky to receive funding from President Nixon's War on Cancer. I received grants. I became a principal investigator at Baylor College of Medicine and MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, and spent in the summer like 7 years further studying these chemicals. Ultimately, by the time when President Nixon promised American people that there would be cure of cancer, this was 1776, we were able to cure the first patients by using medications which I initially discovered in the human body and which I named antineoplastins.
Could you tell us exactly what you discovered? What these mysterious elements in our body do for us?
Well, at the time when I discovered them, we knew very little how do they work. We found that they can kill malignant cells in the cell culture without destroying normal cells, which was very unusual. So they were non-toxic and they could get rid of cancer in laboratory models. So this was very exciting. But at that time, very few people knew what really is causing cancer. But ultimately, when this knowledge became available, we realized that the cancer is caused by combination of abnormal or mutated genes. In average cancer, there are about 60 to 80 abnormal genes which are causing the disease. In some very difficult cancers like brain tumors or pancreatic cancer, there may be 500 or 600 abnormal genes. Well, we began testing antineoplastins, how do they work on genes involved in cancer, and I found that they work on 100 very important mutated genes, which are present almost in every cancer. So that's why we had very good results, but of course not in everybody, because not in everybody antineoplastins covered all of the genes which are causing cancer. Mm-hmm. In some of these patients, there were genes outside the 100 spectrum, because these genes were coming from the pool of 23,000 genes of human genome.
Yes.
But ultimately, we did clinical trials. We found that in the tumors, which really were extremely difficult, like highly malignant brain tumors, we can get rid of the tumors and we can cure the patients. Basically, the cure of cancer means if the patient is alive over 5 years from pathology diagnosis and treatment starts. In our clinical trials supervised by FDA in malignant brain tumors, out of about 400 patients, we have 86 who survived over 5 years. And then we found that these patients, they can live normal life. They live over 20 years, even 30 years without having any problem. Mm-hmm. So basically, we could cure some of the worst cancers in the history. But not in everybody, of course, because we did not cover all of the genes in some patients. But the good news is that the other scientists went along this pathway. They introduced additional medications which cover the genes which are not covered by antineoplastins. Currently, there are over 100 medications which are available which cover these additional genes. So when we add some of these medications to our treatment, we can increase our response rate to over 80% if the tumors, which are extremely difficult to treat. So that's a very positive note, and we know that by analyzing the genes in patients and selecting the medications which will treat, quote-unquote, sick genes, we can really make a big change in the cancer treatment. And that's what we are doing now.
Mm-hmm. So basically, your innovative approach towards the treatment of cancer is based on genomic signature, right?
Absolutely. Well, you see, since about 1845, a long time ago, the cancer diagnosis was dominated by the pictures which you can see under the microscope. Since then, it is used up to date. But it should be diagnosed based on genomic signature, as you noted, because what you see on the microscope, it's just part of the story. And the single picture in the microscope, you may have one of thousands of different varieties of cancer because of different genes.
Mm-hmm.
So now, more and more doctors are doing genomic analysis before they start the treatment. That's what we do for every patient. And then we treat not really the name of cancer, but we treat the abnormal genes which are causing cancer. And when you do it, you have a much better chance to have a good result.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Pushinsky, could you explain it to our audience? What's the genesis of cancer? Why these genes mutate? Why they get sick and then we have cancer because we are not protected?
That's the danger of living in our environment.
Mm-hmm.
We are exposed to numerous factors which can cause damage to the genes, and this could be viruses, toxic chemicals, pollution, radiation, stress, you name it. There are thousands of different factors. Ultimately, when they cause damage to the genes, when the genes mutate, they form the network which is giving false information to the cell to continuously multiply.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, the body is swamped with billions of good-for-nothing malignant cells and is killed by them. Okay, so this is information processing disease, and it should be dealt with medications which work through information processing. Medications which work like switches. They turn off the genes which are causing cancer and they turn on the genes which are fighting cancer. And when you have a right choice of medication, you will get rid of cancer and it will never come back. So that's the way to treat cancer now. This is a new paradigm. That's what will be the future cancer treatment, say, in the next 10 years from now. And that's what the bright people, like, for instance, the president of the National Cancer Institute, are saying, that that's what is going to happen. It is happening in front of our eyes.
Yes. To those who are joining us right now, you're listening to WABC, The Yola Nash Show, and I'm talking to Dr. Pushinsky, internationally recognized and awarded medical doctor and scientist that has invented a gentle, non-toxic treatment for cancer. And I'd like to emphasize what makes Dr. Pushinsky so interesting is that no time in history has any individual scientist entered FDA-sanctioned clinical trials for an effective and alternative cancer treatment, which is based on genetic analysis.
It is predicted that in the future housing, you will have sensors built into the walls of your apartment, and when you walk home and you have something abnormal in the body, these sensors will alert you that something is not right.
Okay? Wow.
And then you go and check this, okay? Well, some of this could be somewhat very unusual, like, for instance, some animals can smell, quote-unquote, the beginning of cancer. And this means that some of these chemicals which are coming from our body can be analyzed by sensitive methods, and they can tell you if you have beginning of problems or not.
Mm-hmm. And you've had a tremendous success in curing some of the worst types of cancer in your career. What type of cancer is the most difficult to treat from your experience?
Well, historically, the most difficult are some of the malignant brain tumors and pancreatic cancer, and that's where we concentrated our efforts. Most of our clinical trials were directed to the treatment of patients who had incurable brain tumors, and that's where we have initial very good success. Now we are increasingly seeing very good results in advanced pancreatic cancer, in advanced colon cancer, lung cancer, breast cancer. We'll be moving through the list of cancers and putting together the treatment plans, which would work hopefully for majority of these patients. Okay.
Mm-hmm, I see. If there is a potential patient that is interested in your treatments, what that patient can expect?
Well, initially, we would like to evaluate medical records. Our doctors will look through medical records to find out if the patient qualifies for our treatment. We prefer to not see patients who have early forms of cancer because they can be helped by the local doctors. Most of our patients are traveling from distant places, from all over the world, practically. If we see patients who are advanced, then we advise them to come to us for the consultation. Then we may start gene testing first, based on tissue samples and blood samples. If we see the patient who has very rapidly progressing cancer, then we don't have time to wait for the results of gene testing, and we start him or her on our treatment plan, which usually works in majority of patients. And then when we get the results, we update our treatment plan by the new findings. We would like to know during the first month if the patient is responding or not, basically if the tumors are going away. And surprisingly, some of the most difficult to treat cancers, like glioblastoma, we can see that in some patients that active tumor is gone even after 3 to 4 weeks of treatment. Of course, this is not the end of the story. We continue the treatment at least for a few more months to make sure that we eradicated any invisible part of the tumor, some microscopic cells, like, for instance, malignant stem cells. And then the job is done. So that's pretty much what it is.
I would love to also remind our listeners about a fantastic documentary called Brzezinski the Movie, and the movies about you and your work and your challenges that you faced. It became a massive success around the world, received many awards, and it was produced by internationally award-winning film director-producer Eric Marola. To find out more about the movie, Brzezinski Movie, please go to brzezinskimovie.com, and that's BURZYNSKI, brzezinskimovie.com. Also, please visit ericmarola.com, fantastic website where you can find out more about this great director-producer, Eric Marola. And Brzezinski, the movie, can be found on Amazon Prime and also on Netflix. And I have to say to all of our listeners, I absolutely encourage you to check out that incredible film. You'll be inspired, educated, and shocked. Dr. Brzezinski, if someone would like to get in touch with you, where do they go?
Certainly. They should contact us. Our phone number is 713-335-5697, 713-335-5697. And you obviously provided very good information about Eric Marola documentaries. This is a very good step to really find out what is our treatment about, to learn more about it. So I would encourage the prospective patients and their relatives to really see these movies, because they will give them a lot of information.
Exactly. And also, you can go to brzezinskiclinic.com. This website provides lots of great information. brzezinskiclinic.com. Dr. Brzezinski, I'm absolutely honored to have you on today's show. We applaud your great work and your discoveries and your desire to keep fighting forward and bringing all the newest developments in your field. So I'm grateful for our conversation today.
I'm honored to be present at your interview, and I hope that this is an important message, and hopefully it will save some lives.
77 WABC. Stay informed. Yola Nash is New York.
Yes, Yola Nash here, and let me remind you, we are streaming live on WABCRadio.com, WABCRadio.com. And you can also listen to my show and other shows on your phone. So easy to do it. Download our WABC Radio app, and you are ready to go.
The gods of rock, the masters of classical, when they come together, you will believe. Welcome to Rocktopia, an epic, one-of-a-kind concert. 5 world-class vocalists, a full symphony orchestra, Queen, Journey, Mozart, Beethoven, and more, in a Broadway event guaranteed to thrill your heart. I'll never really sail away to new heights in music. And for the first 3 weeks, see it with special guest Pat Monahan of Train. Rocktopia, on Broadway for 6 epic weeks only, starting March 20th. Get tickets at rocktopia.com.
77 WABC, Yola Nash, the next celebrity interview.
I'm so excited to introduce my great guest, internationally award-winning filmmaker, director, producer, writer, Eric Merola. Welcome to the show, Eric.
Great to be back. Thank you.
And to our listeners, I'd like to mention to those who maybe don't know you yet, you've been making documentaries about innovative and groundbreaking therapies. Your socially conscious films are created to bring to public's attention many relevant issues. And the topic we're going to discuss today is also so relevant, so complex, so fascinating at the same time, and very hot. And I'm referring to stem cells. And you are the producer of the documentary called The God Cells, which is about stem cells. And the movie, I have to emphasize, the movie is gaining so much attention around the world. And my first question is, how did you decide to make a movie about this topic?
Well, since it's my fourth documentary, I've always gravitated towards, you know, as you said, scientific innovations that can help people that are related to medical science. This one was almost sort of the holy grail of them all, because it is unlike like my first movie, Brzezinski, where this person invented a very innovative treatment for cancer. You know, he owns the patent on that. Or unlike most other scientific innovations that someone owns, stem cells can't really be owned because they're just biology. They're a part of us. And there are, you know, scientists that are focusing in the world in this field. And so while stem cells specifically aren't necessarily a cure for cancer, they can help people regenerate tissues and other parts of their body that can help a host of different things. So instead of it being such a niche like some of my previous movies, this one's so much broader. It's almost like science fiction that's so broad.
Mm-hmm.
And also, too, because like anything in the history of humanity, when some human beings discover something amazing, we go through this period where people do think it's too good to be true or kind of science fiction-y. But I kind of wanted to dive into this world to just kind of like decipher fact from fiction. And if done properly, stem cell therapy can be incredibly helpful for people with autoimmune issues, neurological issues. It isn't sort of a magic bullet where someone that is paralyzed is just going to get out of their wheelchair and walk around. We're not quite there yet. But the progress that has been made is pretty remarkable and life-changing in some situations.
Mm-hmm. The God Cells, what a beautiful title. How did you come up with that fantastic title?
It was tough. I struggled with the title for a while. But since stem cells are just biology, they are kind of doing, quote-unquote, you know, God's work, if you would.
Right.
It came to me and I said, that's the title. There it is. You know.
Eric, what are the unique properties of stem cells?
Well, stem cell therapy itself has technically been around since the discovery of the bone marrow transplant. But this, of course, is a very complicated, sometimes life-threatening kind of a procedure to go through. So it's not like it's totally brand new, but what stem cells kind of are, or what they are sort of blank slate cells that haven't really become their functionality yet. And so there's all kinds of different ways to harvest these things, but like one of the popular ones in the States, they just simply take your cells from your body and they process them in a certain way and give them back to you to kind of encourage them to maybe become a muscle cell or a heart cell or a brain cell, et cetera. But overall, they're just sort of the building blocks of our body, capable of regenerating. For example, when you cut your hand on something or hurt yourself, your body naturally releases stem cells to go help repair that. So what stem cell therapy is just harnessing that idea and taking control of that without necessarily, you know, your body having to react to an injury per se. You're just kind of, it's sort of like, again, like the scientists are almost playing God and like harnessing this biology and, you know, administering it to people.
It's good to know, because we hear so much about stem cells, but many times we really don't understand how stem cells work. So it's great that you're helping us to understand that.
Yeah, and there's so many different types, and very often, which is completely natural, someone new to the subject just hears, oh, I know a friend that had stem cells, or so-and-so had stem cells, but it's important to ask the question, what type of stem cell therapy did that individual get? Because they're vastly different. I'm not going to try to say one is necessarily better than the other. They're just different, and they're capable of doing more or less for you.
Tell us a little bit more, what are the potential uses of stem cells?
Sure. Like, for example, one family had a child, has a child with autism, and the child did not really was able to speak complete sentences, just a kind of a classic, you know, autism symptoms. And while after one round of the stem cell therapy specifically that I focused on this one clinic in Europe, this child started speaking complete sentences within weeks. And I just heard from the mother, because they're going to go back, and saying that the speech therapist had never seen anything like it and never seen such an improvement. So imagine the responsibility of a mother with a child with autism, and that is a big duty. I mean, you have a lot on your plate. And if you can have your child increase something just that little, which is, it's a huge step for, you know, the parent. Another patient with multiple sclerosis, he needed two canes to get around. After multiple stem cell therapies, he's now, you'd never know he has it. There is just a host of different things. Like another patient who had a hideous motorcycle accident and was living with just awful pain for over 15 years, managed to get rid of his painkillers, and because of doing this particular stem cell therapy. But I will say up front, I haven't seen every single person have the same positive response. Nobody had a negative response, but it's one of those things where we haven't quite understood why it works for some and not for others. There are some obvious things, like age is a factor. How long you've been dealing with an ailment is another factor. But it's, I dare say there's hardly anything out there that it doesn't really help you. Because it regenerates your organs. Like if you've had if you're at risk of heart disease or a heart attack, it can really stave off that heart attack. My father has type 2 diabetes. He had no feeling in his toes, like so many people with diabetes. And his toes, a year after therapy, are pink, and he has great feeling in his toes. It's exciting, you know. And so, you know, I could just go on and on.
Wow, that's fantastic. Eric, yeah. there are two leading centers in the world that are conducting research and treatments with stem cells. And I know that you went to one of those centers in Kiev, and also you went very far with this movie production. You decided to try the therapy on yourself. So please tell us a little bit about this.
It was exciting. The thing about stem cell therapy is people, of course, it is not within the reach of everyone because it is expensive, but it is something that you can get even if you're so-called healthy, just as a way of anti-aging and just sort of overall longevity. So honestly, I didn't set out to want to have the therapy necessarily, but the more people that I met, and frankly, like some of the people that were more affluent, had more money, they started telling me how it changed their lives, and I just kind of started getting jealous and just said, I've got to get this. And it just kind of occurred to me, you know, here I am making a movie about this, why don't I get it also and film the whole darn thing? So I did, and I've actually had it twice now. And people notice. People notice my skin looked better, my hair looked different, my eyes looked, like, whiter. And I, you know, you look at yourself in the mirror every day, but even when your own mother says, wow, you know, you look younger, you look better, you know, it's pretty exciting stuff.
It's like a tune-up, right, for our body,
yeah,
for our system.
It kind of is like getting a tune-up, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we all would love to have that. I'm getting jealous right now. Tell us a little bit about it. So you're going with a whole group of people, and you're going to be there for how long?
Well, I might be there as long as 2 weeks. It's kind of grown. Mm-hmm. People that were in the movie, it's just one of the things that happened organically.
Right.
Like, oh, Eric, I want to go. Okay, I want to go too. I want to go. Are you going to be there, Eric? It's just sort of this kind of fun communal thing to do with all these people that you have. It's like your stem cell buddies. It's also me documenting. I always bring my cameras with me and film people, especially if people are having this great progress, just so I have it. And I will release little YouTube videos to give updates as time goes on in case people see the movie and go, I wonder what happened to this patient or that patient. How are they doing? And I can document that. And if people have the wherewithal to go dig through YouTube and, you know, subscribe to my channel.
Eric, please tell me and tell our listeners how can people find out more about you, your movies, and how they can contact you.
My website is my name, ericmerola.com. And it's kind of like centralized where all you can find out how to see all my movies. I'm, of course, fairly active on Facebook, somewhat on Twitter, on the usual social media platforms. All of my movies can be watched on Amazon Prime Video. If you're a member, it's free. So many people are subscribers now. And of course, it's on DVD as well. The web address for The God Cells is stemcellsmovie.com. But as long as you get my name spelled right, you'll have no trouble finding me, Eric Merola.
Yes. So Eric Merola and ericmerola.com. That's Eric's website, ericmerola.com. And please absolutely check out his fantastic movie, stemcellsmovie.com or The God Cells. And you're going to be blown away with all the fantastic information that you're going to discover. And also, please visit Eric's other websites, for instance, other productions like BuzynskiMovie.com or SecondOpinionOnFilm.com. I absolutely recommend these websites. Again, ericmerola.com, ericmerola.com. And Eric, I know that you were offering a special promotion where people can watch your film for free when they go to Amazon Prime, right? When they sign up.
Actually, yes.
Yes?
Thank you. Yeah, if you're not an Amazon Prime member, if you go to stemcellsmovie.com, if you sign up for the mailing list, you'll have an automatic reply that gives you a coupon code to watch The God Cells for free.
And to all of our listeners who are maybe tuning in right now, I'm talking to Eric Merola, internationally award-winning film director, producer, writer, brilliant producer that I absolutely admire. Eric, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show today, and I'm looking forward to our next shows. And thank you so much for talking to me today. I know you are extremely busy, so I feel so lucky to have you on the show today.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure, Yola.
Eric Merola, everybody.
The gods of rock, the masters of classical. When they come together, you will believe. Welcome to Rocktopia, an epic, one-of-a-kind concert. 5 world-class vocalists, a full symphony orchestra, Queen, Journey, Mozart, Beethoven, and more, and a Broadway event guaranteed to thrill your heart. Sail away to new heights in music. And for the first 3 weeks, see it with special guest Pat Monahan of Train. Rocktopia, on Broadway for 6 epic weeks only, starting March 20th. Get tickets at rocktopia.com.
Internationally award-winning documentarian film director Eric Merola, featured on The Yola Nash Show. Merola is the director of the groundbreaking documentary series Burzynski, about a brilliant scientist who has discovered a non-toxic and gentle treatment for cancer.
1 year after starting Dr. Burzynski's treatment, UCLA pronounced me in remission. Dr. Burzynski saved my life.
Perhaps Dr. Burzynski has found the medical breakthrough of the century. Certainly a wealth of empirical data hints at that possibility.
Don't miss Eric Merola's latest documentary, The God Cells, a story about a unique stem cell treatment that has the potential to change the face of medicine.
I have not had one pain episode since the end of December. First time in 18 years. I am totally pain-free and medication-free.
I'm so excited. It's so exciting. For the first time, I see the light in the end of the tunnel.
I'm Eric Merola. I love telling stories about exciting scientific innovations that have the potential to change the course of history.
For more information, go to stemcellsmovie.com or thegodcells.com and sign up to Eric Merola's mailing list to get a coupon code to watch The God Cells for free. Merola's Burzynski, Second Opinion, Union and The God Cells are also available on Amazon Prime Video. Don't miss Eric Merola on The Yola Nash Show.
Welcome back to The Yola Nash Show on WABC Radio. I'm your host, Yola Nash, and now it's time to introduce my next segment, The Poetry Corner. And I hear more and more appreciation for these beautiful poems I've been presenting. Listen to my favorite poet, Fela, a.k.a. Mano Dano. And that's M-A-H-N-O-D-A-H-N-O. She's a multi-talented poet, writer, and artist who not only sets her own poems to her own music, but also incorporates them together with her paintings into a series of videos, which are absolutely beautiful and entertaining, and they are pieces of art and beginning to gain a great recognition all over the world. I must emphasize that I feel so lucky that I have discovered her magical and beautiful art. It's so powerful and so unique. And to all of our listeners, if you would like to experience Fela's great poetry and her beautiful art, please go to manodano.com. Manodano.com. And also, great news, her new poetry book is coming out soon. And I promise I'll tell you more about it in my upcoming episodes. And now, I leave you with Fela and her amazingly written poetry. Listen.
There is a blissfulness in me that can't be claimed nor tamed by any name, idea, or word. Nor can it be reframed as anything other than just its own unfolding. It binds my heart in every fiber down to its deepest holding. In fact, where there was holding, I can feel a breath so light, a kissing, soft caressing. My blood transformed to sprinkled bubbles, very gently blessing its every touch as it is coursing through its holding vessels. Infuses great deliciousness into spaces where mind had given up and settled. That mind of thoughts and things, that mind that pushes names, hijacked my brain's synapses for trotting out refrains. Refrains of history and pain, of worldviews ever-changing, that pushed my life relentlessly to endless dramas, ranging from the divine to densest of delusions' blindness. I found myself so grateful for rays of unadulterated kindness, reaching through those most challenging, through the darkest circumstances. How is it that one single moment's destiny changes direction, dances right on your grave on dreamless slumber of forgetting what was important all along? In every instance of regretting, of holding on to transitory objects of some longing or desire, searching distant new locations to reignite your inner fire. Light it up to burn with might, uncompromising. And that is where you will find the eternal phoenix rising. Rising from the ashes of smoldering remains. Remains you thought were you. Now tell me, didn't you always know this to be true?
As always, so beautiful. And definitely, I will be happy to feature Fela again. Unfortunately, it's time to wrap up the show. And the only thing I can say now, please don't forget to tune in for more of The Yola Nash Show. You can listen live on Saturday, 2 a.m. and Sunday, 4 p.m. And please check out my on-camera celebrity interviews, where celebrities are talking. The interviews can be watched on our popular video podcast on WABCRadio.com, Stage 17. Or The Yola Nash Show on my YouTube channel. And please stay connected on social media. It's easy to find me on Facebook, The Yola Nash Show, on Instagram, Yola Nash Show, and on Twitter, at Yola Nash Show. And visit my website, yolanash.com. Okay, I guess we covered all the platforms. So thank you so much for being with me today. It's beautiful. Let's do it again. Till next time, stay well, be happy, love each other. I'm Yola Nash.
This is 77 WABC, The Yola Nash Show.